Hi everyone, welcome back to the Just Isabel Things podcast. My name is Isabel and I'm here with Maria today to talk about Green Compass CBD. I'm super excited to talk about this topic because I personally am very unfamiliar with CBD, but it's kind of been something since I would say like COVID, where CBD is kind of, even before COVID a little bit, where CBD has just kind of popped up everywhere. There's been CBD shops all over my hometown. It's just kind of something that's been everywhere, and I've been meaning to do more research into it and learn more from it. So, Maria, do you want to talk about CBD and what Green Compass is and all that good stuff?
I absolutely would love to. I'm so excited to be here. I think probably most importantly is what you just touched on, right? There are so many myths, so many controversies out there, and I am just loving and I'm just super passionate about debunking those myths. So who am I? Like you said, I'm Maria. I reside in Charleston, South Carolina, and CBD, you know, quote unquote, fell into my lap right before COVID hit, ironically enough. So it's interesting that you're bringing that up. I was in the beauty industry, Isabel, as you know, for a really, really long time, and have just dealt with a ton of back injuries. So, you know, doing some research into like what can make me feel better without having to, you know, quite honestly, pop pills all day, every day. I needed to really seek something more natural that was going to help me. So Green Compass, lo and behold, was introduced to me and I thought, why not? And that's how it started. So when you talk about controversy, like you tell me a little bit, like what are kids saying out there? What's the word on the street?
I don't know, because my friends, like, I know people who will like smoke weed, and that's very, I wouldn't say normal. I don't know if I'll say that. But I do know a lot of people who will be like, let's take an edible, let's take, or I won't, I don't personally do that stuff, but people smoke weed and smoke out of a bong and like, but that's not really what CBD is. It's more, it's different from all that stuff.
Yes.
But that's kind of what the more college stuff is. I don't think, to my personal knowledge, none of my immediate friends use CBD. At least they don't talk about using it. So, but that's just my personal experience and my personal lived experience. However, there could be kids who I walk by every single day in the hallways who use CBD every day, but I just don't know it. So it's not something that's regularly talked about on within my circles and within my friend groups. It's more so about like getting high and all that stuff, which is so much different from what I guess.
So much different. So let's like talk a little bit about knowledge about this, right? So what's really cool and fascinating to me is that you guys, the hemp plant has been around literally as early as 8,000 BC. So like, it's insane, you know, the transformation that it's made throughout all of these years. So hemp and marijuana, this is exactly what I wanted to start this conversation with, because I am so passionate about making sure that people understand the difference. So let's talk about the hemp plant. Let's talk about the marijuana plant. They're under the same quote unquote umbrella of plants, right? The hemp plant is high in CBD, low in THC. The marijuana plant is high in THC, low in CBD.
Gotcha.
So that's why you're going to get the difference in exactly what you're mentioning, right? You are never going to get high off of the hemp plant. Okay. Like CBD is not going to get you high. Marijuana is what is got those psychoactive compounds to it. It's pretty much saying, you know, like grape juice and wine is the same thing. Like you're never going to get drunk off of grape juice. Right. So that's the way I like to explain it. Really, really, really important for people to understand that it's actually quite fascinating. Excuse me. We've got something called the endocannabinoid system, which actually has just been part of the conversation not too long ago. I think they've found that anybody with a spine has an endocannabinoid system in the early 1990s. So fairly recent,
yeah.
But there's been so much research, you guys, and I just urge everybody to like get out there and do some research and look into what this ECS system is, because it is unbelievable that CBD works within the system that we have, which I think is really, really cool.
Awesome. Well, yeah, that is cool. I knew there was a difference, but I didn't know like the correct terminology of the difference between like CBD and like marijuana. But yeah, marijuana use is definitely very, very common in college campuses. I literally smelled it in the hallway last night. I was
I'm sure. I'm
that's what
sure.
college is. Like, and
Right.
I'm not hiding that fact, and I'm not sugarcoating it. Like, that's what a lot of people partake in college, and it's just something that you have, like, people will have to face once they, get out into, I guess, the real world.
Sure. And again, I'm no prude, right? I'm not here to judge anybody. I'm just here to like really shed some light
Yeah.
that if you are using a good quality CBD, there are so many benefits. You know, this ECS that I keep mentioning, essentially there's receptors all over your body. So your brain, your lungs, your reproductive system, your muscles, your immune system, all of the above. And within these receptors, we actually make our own cannabinoids, which I thought was really, really, really cool. So think about it, right? Like, just like everything else in your body, over time, things are depleted. So when you feed your body of good quality CBD, it works with those receptors within your body, and brings you to what we call homeostasis, you know, which is like that balance of your body, which who doesn't want to be there? So that's why I say, like, you know, I mean, think about just the stress that you guys are in currently with college and all of that. Like, why not put something in your body that is going to better you and not necessarily just get you high and hungry, you know?
No, that's exactly. No, I totally agree. So do you want to talk a little bit more about like what is Green Compass and
Oh, yeah.
like what and how does like Green Compass differ from like other, I know like CBD brands out there. I know there are some other ones that I've seen kind of on social media and stuff from other influencers and people that I follow, but what is Green Compass? How did it start? And like how does it kind of differ from other brands out there?
Yeah, for sure. I love this story. Being a recently new mom myself, so the founders are in Wilmington, North Carolina, and the mom had just had, this was quite a few years back, but she had just had her second child and just was feeling a little off. You know, you're not here in the stage of life yet, but you know, hormones are kind of out of whack, right, when you have babies. And she just wasn't feeling herself, and she was searching for relief. And lo and behold, there was a family member who was like, "Hey, have you ever tried CBD? Like, I'm actually using CBD for muscle recovery." And she's like, "Yeah, why not?" So she started using this particular CBD, and she said that she did start feeling some sort of relief. But just like anything else that especially us moms do, like when you're putting something in your body, you're like, "Okay, yeah, whatever." But as soon as you start thinking about giving it to your family and your kids, you're like, "Let me dig a little deeper. Like, what is really inside the stuff?" Right? So she did some research, and guess what? It wasn't as clean as she would like. Lots of pesticides, you know, metals, all the things that you are not supposed to be putting in your body. And this is where the story gets kind of interesting, and I always am like fascinated by this, because I'm like, talk about the stars aligning. They were, yeah, so they were introduced to two brothers in Wilmington, North Carolina, who happened to be sixth generational USDA certified sweet potato farmers. So these guys have been doing it for ages, right? And doing it right. And they started communicating, and lo and behold, these guys were already asked to be part of the hemp pilot program at the time. Because I don't know if you know this, but you know, I'm sorry, the Farm Bill passed just recently as of 2018. So that's why you're kind of hearing the shift. Like, all of a sudden, you're like, why is there a vape shop and a CBD shop everywhere? Well,
It's no,
yes.
it's crazy how they are literally every block you turn, there's a CBD shop, a vape shop. They're everywhere. It's kind of nuts, actually.
Yeah, so let me explain to you why, right? So it's not a regulated industry, which is kind of scary, right? So we don't know what's inside of those bottles. And Here's another tip as to why I was like so excited to come and talk to you, because I'm like, let me share this with the world. You need to understand and know that because it is not regulated, you and I could literally be in your dorm room, throw some olive oil or junk or whatever in a bottle, label it
And call it
Maria
stealing.
CBD, and, yeah, and sell it. So that's scary, right? Not only are you like faking people out, like they're not getting anything that's really beneficial to them, but you also don't know where the hemp is from.
Right.
A lot of these are from overseas in China, and
Yeah.
it's a crop that really absorbs a lot of crap in the air. So if it's
Yeah.
not done right, you're putting a lot of junk in there. So
Harmful stuff, right?
harmful stuff. Yeah. So back to, what makes Green Compass different? It's exactly that. So we're vertically integrated, Isabel. So we touch on everything. So there's no, middleman. We're not getting our hemp from anywhere else.
Right.
We work with a third party lab testing, which is huge. Every one of our products has a QR code at the bottom. So
Okay.
you can scan that product and you know exactly what's in it, and most
Nice.
importantly, exactly what's not.
Wow, that is really cool. I like that.
Super, like the transparency behind who this company is. I would stand up and say Green Compass is definitely doing it right. And I want to share this, that just as of recently, I'm really proud of the founders. So Meredith and Sterling Cook have been asked to go to the round table of the hemp industry in DC. So
Oh, cool.
they're bringing them, front and center and talking
Yeah.
about, again, their standards, quality, and transparency. And that is like huge. You're not really going to find that at your local vape shop, unfortunately.
Right. Yeah, I know. I've never really been to into any of those stores before, and I like it, no, it's interesting what you say. Like you could it could be you don't know where it's coming from, but you could slap a label on it and call it CBD and sell it to an 18-year-old kid who's in college for the first time.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, it's deceitful a little bit, right? But I
Yeah.
also understand, this industry is booming. So
Yeah.
everybody wants a piece of the pie. So
Yeah.
everybody's like, let's do it. So, I am excited for the future because I do definitely think that there is a shift. There's a shift in a lot of things. I feel like there's a shift in people are just sick of feeling sick.
Yeah,
And
no,
they're
that's I think that's huge right now. Like unbelievably huge, especially like after COVID, like people are like still in this kind of rut of like working from home and in this same sort of cycle, I guess. And there's so many like sicknesses and illnesses out there. Like
Oh
people are
yeah.
definitely tired of feeling sick. That is so much truth behind it.
Absolutely. And I'm just such a firm believer, like, we don't really know the cards that are going to get dealt to us, right?
Yeah.
But if there is anything that we could do for preventative care, and that's where I'm at right now, like as early as, my youngest. I mean, like if I know exactly what I'm putting in her body, I feel very comfortable giving it to
Yeah.
her. You know,
Yeah.
these receptors work with your mood, your sleep, your immune system, your digestion. Like it is every, and we all know, right? Like gut health is huge right now with all illnesses. So it's been a really, really, really great thing that I've felt very comfortable adding to the entire family's routine.
Yeah. That's awesome. No, yeah, there's so much truth behind what you just said about like people are tired of feeling sick and they're turning to like healthy methods and also like unhealthy methods to kind of battle that. So trying to find like the path to navigate the healthy methods, I think is definitely something that needs to be talked about more because I think a lot of the unhealthy methods are being advertised to demographics and certain ages that probably it shouldn't be advertised to. So awesome.
I couldn't agree with you more, and it's let's call a spade a spade. It's a lot harder to go against the grain and to find healthier options, right?
Yeah.
Like it's a lot easier to just grab a prescription for X, Y, and Z. And again, I am not here to say that Western medicine is something we don't need or what that is not at all what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that as a society, we really need to work a little bit better with preventative care rather than
Yeah.
just slapping a band-aid on everything that we feel.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. No, that's very, very true. No, it and it's interesting you say that because so I'm actually studying abroad in Italy in the fall.
oh, take me with you.
I know, and a lot of medications there are banned. Like I'm currently taking a prescription that is not allowed there. And so I don't know what's going to happen with that, but it just makes you realize like, oh, this prescription that I know a lot of people take and that I'm currently taking is not allowed at a con in like in this particular country. I thought this was safe. What are we doing here, people?
It's wild. It's wild. Listen, I am so proud to be an American. I know that we are better off than a lot of other countries, but especially with foods and like the dyes. And again, you know, I'm first generation Italian, so I have my cousins and my cousins' kids, and they look at the stuff that we put in our bodies and they're appalled because, first of all, they don't even have it there because, like you said, it's banned. Like that should raise a red flag. And I think that that's
And
what we're here
I've seen a
for.
lot of people talk about that on social media. Like people will go abroad and they'll come back 15 pounds lighter because of the what's in our food here is so normalized. And but when they go abroad and they eat, you know, breads and pastas and gelato every single day or just whatever the country's native food is,
Right.
and they come back healthier. It's nuts.
I know. I know one day.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah.
So I know we've touched a little bit about this, but I wanted to know, like, what is something that you would tell the world about CBD that they might not know that you think is just like either more important than ever or something that you've been living and living with CBD for like however long you've lived, like you've been using CBD. Like, what is something that you want to tell the world right now that
Yeah,
think is really important about CBD?
I think that, you know, I touched base on transparency, making sure that, you know exactly what you're putting in your body. I'm a numbers girl, right? So like for me, when I saw this opportunity, I thought back to what we were saying, there's definitely a shift, in people wanting to feel better naturally. So you know, you touched base on COVID and like when that whole shift happened, and I think that you're right, people really started digging deep then, right? Like, why am I still feeling X, Y, and Z? We were, you know, locked inside, not feeling our best. So I started digging into what this whole industry and you know, the direction that it was taking. And I'll just speak on behalf of Green Compass, which I think these numbers to me speak volume. So let's talk about this. So they are fairly new. We just launched in 2019. So in 2000, yeah, so
Wow, that's
yeah, fairly new. So this is
really
why
new.
these numbers kind of excite me too, because I'm like, geez, for such a ground floor company, like they're doing pretty well. So Green Compass launched in 2019. They were projected to do 350 to 500K their first year, which not too shabby for
Oh,
a
yeah.
first year,
I feel
right?
like that's pretty normal.
Right. Are you ready for this? They ended 2019 at 11 mil.
Wow, that's crazy.
Crazy. And
That's
it's just
nuts.
direct to consumers. So like, you know, what does that mean? That means that as an advocate, it's who I am, right? I don't have to worry about inventory. I'm not buying stuff and then shipping it to you. It literally is, as your advocate, I am helping you dose. I am helping you find the right type of
What
product,
works for you?
what works for you, right? So yeah, ended 2019 at 11 mil, during COVID, where a lot of other companies were struggling to even keep afloat. They doubled that. And we just got our numbers for the end of 2022. We just hit close to 90 mil in sales.
Wow, that's crazy.
So yeah, the word on the street is definitely, it's working. And that's the other cool part about this is, you know, she actually, when I say she, the founder, she actually thought that she was going to go and work with medical offices in the beginning, where she when she wanted to launch this. But then she said that, you know, Wilmington, probably a smaller town, and word started spreading and people started contacting her. And that's how this whole direct sales thought process behind running their company. So here we are. We're not going anywhere. And this is just
No,
the beginning.
that's really cool. That is really, really cool.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask one more question. What is something like, what do you want to do with your CBD kind of, I guess, business in the next year, 5 years, 10 years, all that good stuff.
I love this question because another thing that I want to share with the masses is, people don't become millionaires by just one stream of income, right? Like,
Right.
I think that it is so important. And me too, like, I'm quite a bit older than you. This whole social media, direct sales, working from my phone thing, especially being behind the chair in a salon for all of my years, was really bizarre. How do I connect with people on social media? How do I even navigate a business like this? But I found out real fast that I was the one that was behind on times and that this is what people are doing, right? So I just feel like for me, being able to have the autonomy to work as much or as little as you want in this type of business marketing is like huge for me, right?
I think we're gonna see a lot more of that type of business in the future. Like, I'm definitely a firm believer in that. Work w when you want and do whatever you want.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? Everybody's out there doing it. I mean, the celebrities are showing you something that they're not even using and we're buying it, right? Like,
No, that's
so yeah, that's the cool part about this industry is that I know that it's helping people feel better. We have a 72% retention rate, which is huge. And people are feeling better and people just keep coming back. So I'm just here, slow and steady. But I don't foresee us going anywhere. So I definitely plan on growing this business as much as I can. I think we're only at 16,000 advocates nationwide. And honestly, Isabel, I think just half of those are actually working the business. So there's definitely a lot of room to grow. And that's the cool part, leaving Chicago after so many years, a lot of my connections are there. And guess what? It doesn't feel like I had to start over living
No,
here.
that's true.
I'm still able to build a business like that.
It's
So.
a nationwide business. You don't have to stay like regional or in your state or in your town even.
Right.
But that is really cool. Is there anything else you want to say about CBD before we wrap things up?
No, I just, I think that we all need to make sure that we do our due diligence in preventative care. And for me, Green Compass has checked all the boxes, and I've never felt better.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I learned so much about CBD and hopefully I get to try it sometime in the future. Thank you everyone for listening. We really appreciate it. Maria, do you want to shout out like your social media if you're comfortable with that, or Green Compass website or anything
Yeah,
like that?
absolutely. So I am at Maria Rife, and then my Instagram handle, look at me. I'm like, let me look it up for you, Isabel.
No, that's okay. I can put it in the episode description.
It's right. It's at Rife Life. Sorry, my bad. So it's Rife, Rife as in Frank, F as in Frank, E as in Edward, dot life.
And I will put that in the episode description for anyone who is interested in following more on Maria's journey through CBD and her family and all that fun stuff. As always, you guys can follow me on Instagram at just.isabel.things.podcast. Feel free to DM me or email me with any questions or episode ideas and all that good stuff. And thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you next time for a new episode. Bye, guys!
Thank you for listening to this episode in season 3. If you like what you heard, leave a review in Apple Podcasts and a rating in Spotify. If you aren't already following me on Instagram, be sure to follow me at just.isabel.things.podcast. And if you have any business or sponsorship inquiries, or you just have a question, please feel free to email me at justisabelthingspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you again for listening, and be sure to check out my other episodes in seasons 1, 2, and 3.